rocks. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Welcome to it, Brock Hunter.
Good morning.
Oh, struggling through this morning. We're going to make it, though, man. It's 6:40.
Let's drugs.
Just drugs. I wish it was something cool, like I was partying all night last night, but no. I'm just sick. Nope. I'm being a little baby back bitch.
Getting
just,
old. Some few dust flakes in the area. Watch out.
All right. Well, I know this will make me feel better. It's time for your rock news and rock history. Let's do it. Segue.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR Advanced Import Repair M139 in Benton Harbor. Also a part of our Screaming Yellow Summer. So when you take your vehicle over to AIR, tell them thanks for fixing my vehicle and thanks for bringing you the Screaming Yellow Summer. It's that simple, that easy, man. Check it out. Well, this is exciting, man. Iron Maiden's 17th album, Senjutsu, will be out September 3rd. That's right. It's a double album with 10 tracks that clock in at over 81 minutes. It's the first album in 6 years, which is the longest gap between releases in their career. Their last album, 2015's The Book of Souls, was also a double album that clocked in at 92 minutes. Senjutsu will also be released as 2 CDs, a triple record set digitally, and box set that adds a Blu-ray disc as well. Singer and founder Bruce Dickinson revealed that the group has been sitting on this album for a while. He said, quote, "We recorded it back in early 2019 during a break in the Legacy Tour so we could maximize our touring yet still have a long setup period before the release to prepare a great album art and something special as a video. Of course, the pandemic delayed things more, so for much of the best laid plans, or should we say strategies, is how it worked out." The album cover shows off a new version of their mascot, Eddie. You can check out the trailer for the album on Twitter right now. Just look up Iron Maiden. You can find that. So, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty exciting.
I love Iron Maiden. Bruce Dickinson, too, by the way. Not only does he have one of the greatest voices in the music world, the guy's, like, super smart. Like, he's a pilot. Like, he flies all over the world. I think he flies the band jet, if I'm not mistaken. He's like, yeah, come on, guys. We got to go.
Hop in.
I'm flying.
But hey, quick question. So that double CD, that double album, the first one coming out in September, how long is it?
81 minutes.
And you could put 80 minutes on a CD. So they went over by 1 minute. CDs wasted. You just got half a song on one CD.
Yeah, they got like 1 minute of a song. Just the trail out, just the fade out of the last song on that final CD. Perfect. Perfect. Anyway, check that out again, coming out September 3rd. That is your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day in rock history, July 22nd, way back in 1947, drummer Don Henley of the Eagles was born in Gilmer, Texas. One of the greats, and also had one of the best afros throughout his music career.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Actually, I shouldn't say afros. It was a perm, maybe. Perm.
Is that how everybody had an afro? I always wondered that. I'm like, not everybody had curly hair.
No,
I think everybody had afros, though.
You got to have, like, the right consistency. But for, like, you and I with our thin, wispy hair, we'd probably need, like, a hard perm. And then we could probably do it.
Good old perm, man. Yeah,
looking good.
Big perm?
All right. That is your rock news and rock history. As always, brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. We'll be back.